A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The fact that you're still alive and still on this earth, even though it's been challenging and rough, and sometimes you get discouraged and uninspired to keep going, God has a plan. You will grow through what you go through.
Don't be sad, be grateful. Don't dwell, do. Don't complain, create. We got this.
As long as there's breath in my lungs, there's hope in our hearts, and giving up's not an option. You and I and we, no matter what your unique situation, your storm, your struggle, your trauma, your abuse, your wound, your scars, no matter what they are, you are not a product of your past. You are not a product of your environment or your current unique situation, but you are always a product of how do we navigate through our storm.
And so we're all waiting for perfect. It's an illusion that will never come to you, and it's an excuse to never show up and play. Your story is not meant to be your fortress. Your story is meant to be your fuel.
You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
That dream is not going to wait and say, take a breather. It's going to say, come catch me. Catch me if you can!
You gotta block out all of the noise around you that's gonna tell you you can't do it. Just believe that you can.
Tell yourself, I am more than my circumstances. I am more than my demons. I am great, and I will give my gift to the world because this is what I was born to do.
Go get it, son. Go get it. Be sweet. 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 Go get it, son.
If you're going to see it, if you're going to see breakthrough, then you are going to have to be okay with the process that is required.
The one thing you need to do to go where you've never gone before, to have what you've never had before, is to change the way you think.
You're at the edge, watching someone else live, wondering what it's going to be like when you jump without ever jumping. And I'm just here to tell you, jump.
Believe that you can. Believe it's possible for you to have it.
Don't lay on your back. Anything that comes your way, you got to be prepared to accept the challenge and go through it.
And stop thinking about the negative. Stop talking about the negative. Ask yourself, what would amazing look like for you?
As long as that heart is pumping blood, you're not dead yet. They haven't put rose petals on your box yet. Make sure every breath you take counts for something.
Continue to pursue purpose. And we all got a purpose. Every one of you in this room were born to not just exist, but to experience life. Every one of you in this room, you were born to leave your fingerprints on history.
Nine years ago, man, I did this, and I would encourage some of you too. I took a piece of paper and I wrote down my dreams and my goals, and I slapped it on a bathroom mirror. And every single day I would wake up and I would look at it. And I said, every choice that I make, every decision that I make, I'm gonna bounce it off Is that going to help my dream become real, or is it going to help destroy my dream? And if the choices that I'm making are helping my dream, that's the choice for me. But if the choices we're making are destroying our dreams, that's not the choice for you. You have to learn to become mission, goal, dream oriented and not in the moment impulsive oriented. It's like when you look in a rearview mirror. When you look in the rearview mirror, the words read, things in the mirror are closer than they appear. And I need every one of you young men and young ladies to understand that your dreams and your goals, they're right there in front of you. They are closer than you could imagine or even think about or dream. They're right there. I don't care if you're the seventh grader up to the senior right now. What you want to become and what you want to achieve, it's right there. Things in the mirror are closer than they appear. And the doctor, the teacher, the scientist, the cardiologist, the cosmetologist, the athlete, the entertainer, the musician, whatever it is that you want to become, it's right there in front of you. But the choices and the decisions that we make are going to matter. And we've got to stop letting the opinions of people that don't really value you and what they think about you hold you back from breaking free and running at this thing with everything that you've got, man. Because the dreams, all of those things, they're right there in front of you. But it's the choices and the decisions that we make. These are the currencies that are going to purchase that dream. Decisions are currency that purchases those dreams. Prioritizing your life is the currency that purchases those dreams. What you do is what's going to matter. Some of you got to stop playing and start recognizing that this is your moment.
Don't you dare give yourself away for something that you're not because you want to fit in. Don't do it. Don't you dare do it. I know these are real issues and you're wrestling through life, man, and you're trying to figure out up and down and left and right and where am I going? I'm telling you guys, you're at a place right now on this day and this month and this school that I'm talking to you that you can realize something. This is your moment to change. This is your moment to realize you don't have to do or be what anybody else thinks of you, what anybody else expects you to be. You can be you. And you can become what you want to become.
So those dreams and goals that some of you have that may seem larger than life, good. That's what I want you to go after. And don't let the fear of the failure, don't let the fear of perfection hold you back. You won't be perfect. You will make mistakes. But I promise you this, you're never going to know if you can sink or if you can swim unless you jump in the water.
Somebody that says that something is impossible has not tapped into the power of their will.
You can't do what everybody else is doing and think you're going to do something great. You got to do something different. You got to do something extra. Listen to me. You have to think it all the time. You got to think about it when you're sleeping. You have to breathe it all the time. You have to visualize it all the time. You have to be transforming all the time.
But now is not the time to give in. Now is not the time to give up. Now is the time to double down.
You get yourself in a position where you start to doubt yourself. You have no faith. You don't trust what's coming next. But there is nothing that could come out of this if you don't have the faith and the capabilities of pushing forward.
Impossibility versus possible is a matter of the will. People that get the job done, they have a will to get it done. So many of us are so focused on the how, and we say the how is so cumbersome, it is so daunting, it is so hard, so challenging, that I don't want to do it because that how is too crazy. The how doesn't matter. It's the why.
If it don't challenge you, it won't change you. If it won't challenge you, it won't change you. People ask me, would you let success change you? Listen to me. People got it twisted. It ain't about will success change you. You got to change in order to get success. The change happens first. If you want the impossible to become possible for you, you gotta believe in yourself. You gotta go make it happen. No more waiting for it to happen. No more blaming. No more excuses. No more accepting mediocrity. Stop blaming your mama. Stop blaming your daddy. Stop blaming your neighborhood. Stop blaming your husband. Stop blaming your wife. Stop blaming people. Start grinding.
And the only difference between people who lose and people achieve is the person who achieved tried one more time.
You must understand that you are a unique individual and you have all the things that you need within you.
I need you to go find a mirror right now and tell yourself, I'm possible. I'm possible. I'm possible.
What is impossible is possible for those who believe. Stop thinking about they and start thinking about you.
Everything is not going to go the way you want it to go. You have to understand that the struggle must happen. Weakness will come. And all of these things that you are enduring right now in your life is just going to teach you rather than necessarily break you. You don't have to give in to these circumstances, but you can learn from them. You can give it what it needs, but don't give in to the weakness and the satisfaction of giving up. There is nothing that can come of this. There's nothing that you can achieve of this. Don't satisfy the misery. Instead, satisfy the hunger to be more than what you are today. Turn the impossible to the possibility.
How long does it take for you to respond and get back to you, back to your grind, back to your dreams? Adversity hit last time and you quit? Adversity hit last time and you threw in the towel? Not this time. No, because you're stronger. Not this time, because you're smarter. Not this time, because you're more determined.
When was the last time you believed in you? You believed in everybody else. You've bled this long. You've cried this long. You have suffered this long. The moment that you accept the fact that if you will shift your perspective, that your perspective is no longer your prison, but it is your passport. It is your plane.
You got to have the grit and the tenacity to push forward and give it a little bit more than what you have right now.
You got to sacrifice your feelings. You got to sacrifice your emotions. You got to sacrifice your sleep. You got to sacrifice your own way of thinking. You got to sacrifice your own way of doing. You got to sacrifice your own way of being. You got to sacrifice the old you so you can become the new you. You got to make sacrifices. If you ever want the impossible to become possible for you,
you have to work through diligently. You have to believe that there's more work that has to be done day in and day out. Sometimes you may even feel defeated. But just because you feel defeated doesn't mean that you are. You may be depleted, but you're not defeated. And you have to have the will to carry on.
This message is for everybody and anybody that has enough guts to believe that they were born to make a difference, that they were born to make history. I refuse to be average. I am allergic to average. I was born to leave a mark. Impossible. It's possible.
So continue to fight forward. Continue to believe in yourself. Hold on to the possibilities. Get away from the negativity. Push yourself. Believe in yourself. And go as far as you can.
Your world, this journey, is a beautiful picture. Every one of you are drawing a picture with your life. You're the artist. Your hands and your feet are the paintbrushes. And the choices and decisions you're making right now are the paint strokes. You can paint whatever picture you want to paint.
You can become whatever you want to become. But your choices and decisions that you're making right now matter. If I could slow down and make choices that build and don't destroy, if I could make choices that grow and don't tear down, if I could learn to feed positivity and starve negativity, man, my life could change because hard work works, make good choices, great things happen. Hard work, I'm sorry, there's no way around it. Hard work works. We can't cut corners. Every A isn't an A. And I say that, and what I mean is you can jump on Google if you want to just to get the answer, but you're not robbing your teachers, you're not robbing your parents, you're not robbing the school. The only person that you're robbing is you, because you're trying to take the shortcuts. Not every A is an A. Hard work works. And the great thing about hard work, especially in our culture, our world is lazy. Everybody will talk about it, everybody will post about it, but not too many people want to do it. And if you will just find the courage to begin to chase your dream, to make choices that build, to put in the work by default, instantly, because most people are lazy, you separate yourself from the crowd because everybody talks and posts, but not too many people want to roll up and go. Hard work will always outwork talented people that don't want to work hard. You can control you. You can't control what they think of you. You can't control what they're doing, but you can control you. And hard work will always outwork talented people that really don't want to work hard. Every one of you, no matter where you're at on the spectrum of this journey of life, you can absolutely take your life with full authority and become whatever you want to become, man. Diamonds are made beautifully. Diamonds are from coal and from pressure and from heat. And it takes an immense amount of stuff, and from that dirt and from those coal mines and from all of the dangers of that struggle and that stress, something amazing happened, man. Some of you have been going through a lot. Some things have been intentional. Some things are just things that you were dealt with in life that you had no control over. But what I'm telling you, regardless of what the circumstance is and what you've been going through, there is beauty in the ashes, man.
Remember the time when you wanted more. Remember the time when there were people in your life that did not believe in you. Remember the time when you honestly gave up on the possibilities of the uniqueness that you had inside. Remember there was a time that you complained so much, but yet did so little. There comes to a point in your life that you must recognize that there's a little bit more that has to be done than just complaining about it. You have to realize that you don't have any other opportunities waiting for you if you're not willing to work for the first opportunity that's been given to you. You don't have a lot of time left, so there's no reason to complain. You're not even in a position to complain. You have to figure out that there has to be another idea about you, and you have to understand that there has to be something even greater and more challenging waiting for you. And if you're not willing to step outside of your comfort zone, if you're not willing to understand the principles and the possibilities that you have within yourself, then everything that you are thriving for, everything that you are hungry for, will soon come to an end. Now, I'm not here to preach to you about this. I'm here to let you know that there are things that are going on around you right now that are far greater than your complaining. You complaining about so much, but yet you show no action. If you could trade places with someone right now, and the person that you are trading places with may have it just a little bit tougher than you have it going on in your life right now. So many people are suffering from so many things in this world at this moment. but yet you're complaining. So many people in this world right now wish they could trade places with you, but yet you're still complaining. You don't have that right to just give up. You don't have that right to just throw in the towel and say that it's over for you. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand that the reason that you are existing in this world right now is because you have things that must be done, and only certain people are qualified to take it to the level that it needs to be taken to. For there should never be a limitation to wherever it is that you are seeking and how far you are willing to travel and how far you are willing to go. Sometimes people tend to get a little lazy. Sometimes people like to put themselves in this little bitty box and just say that they are okay with where they are. There can never just be an okay to anything when it comes to that life. There should never just be a complacent mindset. How do we evolve? How do you evolve? How do you grow? One thing about success, there are going to be many struggles. There are going to be many challenges. And there are going to be a lot of things that you may not even understand. But you got to go back to where it started. Remember when you wanted more. Because you cannot satisfy your hunger with negative energy. Being negative doesn't help you to grow. Being doubtful doesn't give you the power that you need. You have to come to a point in your life that you must realize that there are things that are going on that is testing you. And maybe you may be in a position where you feel that you are broken, or you're feeling that you're going to be broken. But I'm here to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, that you are built to last. I'm here to let you know that you don't have the right to complain anymore. I'm here to let you know that you got to keep on living and living on strong. I dare you to take a trip to your local hospital. And if you have an opportunity to walk down those corridors and witness so many different people, different age groups, different ethnicities, and each one of these individuals are fighting something. They're dealing with some type of sickness. And some of these sicknesses, they may not be able to recover from. I dare you to walk down a neighborhood where there are many people that are homeless and have no place to go, no food to eat, barely even have clothes on their backs. I dare you to realize that maybe you just don't have it so bad after all. Maybe it's time for you to realize and recognize that your troubles are not that bad. Maybe it's time that you realize that you need to get away from the drama that's in your life. Maybe it's time for you to stop chasing misery and start chasing your dreams. Reconnect with yourself. Because this is not the time for you to be wasting, putting yourself back instead of pushing yourself forward. Ladies and gentlemen, you have so much to offer, so much to give, so much to do, but doing it and sitting around waiting for it to happen, it's just gonna stay in neutral. You have to electrify the desire that you have, that you once had. So the next time you feel like complaining, you feel like worrying, and you're so concerned about other things that doesn't necessarily concern you, ask yourself, is it making you better? Is it taking you higher? Are you going further? Or are you just being complacent? Complacent and complaining and worrying and doing things that are not better for you? Are you going to realize that maybe just going up that mountain does take a little bit more work than just having something handed to you? Are you going to be that person that realizes that if and when you get to the top of the mountain, it don't just stop there? You got to figure out another way to go even higher. You have to electrify and get all the things that are necessary within you to start doing the things that you need to do, so when the time comes, you can kick down that door and move towards the possibilities of being the best of who you really are.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.